Today we will discuss the meaning of not eating nuts on Rosh Hashanah. The truth is, first question we always have to ask about a minhag is, where does it come from? Or when did it start? A lot of minhagim are not so old. They come from the Arizal. Not every minhag. I mean, we discuss many minhagim which come from the Gemara, mentioned in the Gemara, but a lot of minhagim that we, like these, a lot of these things that we do, come, they're only 400 years old. Even the whole minhag of Simchas Torah, how old is the whole celebration of Simchas Torah? Doesn't appear that it's more than 400 years, maybe a little bit more. But so where does the minhag of eating nuts come from? So it's interesting that it's brought down, it's discussed, not eating nuts. It's brought down already at the time of the Meirami Rattenberg. And the Meirami Rattenberg lived about 800 years ago. Okay, it was 12, the story of the Shreves HaTalmud was in the year 1242. 1242 was 770 years ago, and the Meirami Rattenberg at that time was about 22 years old. So we're dealing about 750 years, 700, 800 years, whatever it was when he wrote the Tshuva, whatever it was. And it's brought down there that the Meirami Rattenberg, he disagreed with this minhag.
What is it brought down?
I don't have the exact source. I'll tell you if I could find it very quickly. Where the Tshuvas are. It's of Shimon Bar Tzadok. The Tashbetz. Okay, the Sefer Tashbetz. Tashbetz Katan. I'm not familiar with that Sefer either. Tashbetz Katan. Simon Kuf Yud Ches. Lahagoin Rabbi Shimon Bar Tzadok Nishvosai Eden. Okay, obviously it's an early Achron or a Rishon. I'm not familiar with the Sefer. I don't know. I really don't know. But he mentions in his writings that the Meirami Rattenberg disagreed. He ate nuts. He was not makbid not to eat nuts during the Yomim Noraim. So from that, so what's very interesting is that here in this Sefer, for anybody with the partial yes, is from that we see that the minhag already existed at the time of the Meirami. Because we have to make note that the Meirami Rattenberg went out of his way to say that you don't have to be makbid on this minhag, this is not a real minhag, it's nothing, no big deal to eat nuts on the Yom Noraim. Obviously, during his lifetime, there were already people that were noig not to eat nuts during the Yom Noraim. So 800 years ago, at least, such a minhag did exist, not to eat nuts during the time of the Yomim Noraim. Now, this minhag is recorded in the Ramah. The Ramah, the we learned yesterday, that simin, tof, kuf, pei, gimel, I think. The Ramah records the minhag that a person during the Rosh Hashanah should not eat nuts, and he gives two reasons. The first reason is because it's Begematria Chet. Now what is Chet? What is Chet? It's Ches, Tes, Aleph. And what's the Begematria of Chet? 18. Egois is the Begematria 17. So what in the world is going on? How do you have 17 and 18? So you go, so you'll give the answer that one number doesn't make a difference. Okay, there are many Makaris to that concept that you are allowed lechatchila to be off by one number. There are Kruvein v'shimoin yihyali, it's off by one.
What? More credible in a larger number,
but the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says, and this is something which is very interesting, which sheds light on a lot of things, is because it was common, it was customary. Even though in the Torah Chet is spelled in Hebrew with an Aleph, Ches Tes Aleph, which is a Begematria 18, it was very common among in rabbinic literature to spell Chet without an Aleph. Oh, I don't call it chaser. It's not really chaser. It's not chaser, because chaser is only when you have a yud in the middle of the letter. Yeah. In the middle. Mole v'chaser, vav, or yud. Chaser and mole are only for the yuds and vavs.
Does it apply at the end?
I don't think so. Chet, you have at the end of the word. It's, I'm not sure. I don't know. But simply, not. However, this was the way that it was commonly spelled in rabbinic literature. They spelled, today it's not done. Today, no such thing. You write today a chet without an aleph, you'll get an F. You have to write an aleph at the end.
You have to put parentheses around the aleph.
But in ancient times, this was the custom. I'll just tell you something, Derech Agaf. Derech Agav, someone, I probably told you this before, that a person once went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he told him that his father was a very distinguished person. He was very well known in the community, among the government, in the Israeli government, and they want to honor his father by naming a street after his father. And the son was a real heavy-duty Haredi. As a real Haredi, real, you know, the serious business. And the father, I'm sure, I don't know who he was. I assume the father was also a very big Talmud Chacham, but he was very much involved in the Medina, in the government, whatever it was. And they wanted to honor him by naming a street in a new community after. So should I let them do it? He had two concerns. Number one, there's going to be Chil Shabbos. They're naming on the street. They're naming is a place where they're chiloinim. They're not religious people, and there's going to be chil Shabbos. So why should my father's name be associated with a street with this chil Shabbos? His second concern was, you know, I'm a Haredi. I just have my daf Gemara. I don't know from these things. To me, this whole thing is not meaningless nonsense. I'm not part of these circles where it's such a big deal. You name a street. You know, they give a sefer Torah. I'll be very happy. I'm not. This is what he asked. Let me tell you. This is what he said to. This is what he said to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said to him, you should do it. Adarab, for two reasons. Number one, as far as Chil Shabbos, that's none of your business. Chil Shabbos, you're not being the. One day, who knows? One day it'll turn into a Shomer Shabbos neighborhood. That's not your problem. That's none of your business. What goes on there, on that street. Number two, he said to me, making a big mistake. You're telling me that. A street, where does it say in Chazal? There's an Indian to give a name after a street. Yeah, you show me, you can't find one Chazal to name a street after a person. There's a Davar Choshev. You're going to find something? Maybe you will, but you're not. Let's assume you can't find anywhere B'chol HaTorah Kula, with every computer search that you can dig up, you won't find. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said to him, if people consider something Choshev, it is Choshev. In society today, it's a davar chashev to have a street named after you. This is the mitzvah. What it was 100 years ago, I don't know. 1,000 years ago, I don't know. But it is. This is the mitzvah in the world. It is a davar chashev. So it is chashev. So how can you deny this from your father? Adrabah, it's a beautiful thing, and you should go ahead and you should do it. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this idea is, so first, it's a fascinating insight. Because, you know, you think of Haredim like from a different planet. it's insight into how the world works. You have to go with what's choshev in the world. But it's also very interesting, is how far it goes in this gematria. This answer about Keruvin v'shimon yihiyuli, you can be off by one, it's not even really mentioned in the literature about chet, it's gematria egos. The only reason given is because in ancient times, among the average people, not talking about Chazal, Torah, Tanakh, this is the way chet is spelled. Chet was traditionally spelled without an aleph. So memela, that's the chashivas of the word chet. Chet means without an aleph. And chet memela is 17. Egoiz is 17. So it's an incredible thing. The whole thing about gematrius, all the mafarshim will be in the safe over the person, they go out of them and they go berserk. Gematrius, since when the gematrius have such weight that it should enter into the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal with gematrius. It's not a gematria book, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is serious business. It's Shulchan Aruch. Gematrius. And because it's gematria chet, you're not going to go and eat a nut on Yom Tov. And then we go further. All right, you want to make a gematria. At least make the gematria what it says in the Torah, what it says in Chazal. No. The fact that people spell chet without an aleph. Chet. Chestes. Chet. Sin. Chet means sin. The fact that people spell chet, that is significant. That is significant. And it's equal to egos. So on Rosh Hashanah, you should stay away from eating nuts.
It's like a negative simmon. You know, we do all this in
Mabit. Exactly. So that is why there are many that are mafah. That could be the time of the Maran Meiranberg. Then Maran Meiranberg and many others disagree. They don't hold from this minuk because you only do simoni mils of positive things. Holding back from doing things, this is a very weak type of simon. It's only simon in milsa. Okay, but this is only the first reason given in the Ramah. Many of the Achronim, they reject this reason. They say Gematrius is not something which is significant. The Ikar is the second Tam given in the Ramah, which is discussed at great length, and this really is the Ikar. It's a Pella why the Ramah says it first, the Chait. It's because, I'm not familiar with this, that nuts cause a lots of phlegm. Is that true? I'm not a big nut eater. You have to go to O'Nuts.
I asked
what they say. But somehow it's assumed. It's ma'akicha v'niyah. Phlegm. Phlegm and coughing. So what? So it's so if it tastes good, you know, we do a lot of people smoke. People do all these.
The phlegm they're talking about is the phlegm of the ancient Greeks, where bile and this body fluid they had representations.
But today, is there any medical?
Is an irritant into throat.
To cough, but that's not what it says. To cough, but it says kichoy v'nida, which means phlegm. Is that true? Is there any medical science today?
Yeah, I mean,
no, nitzias today. Is it?
Not today.
You ever hear a doctor telling you not to eat, not to eat?
They tell you not to eat.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So there is whatever it is. This is discussed at great length. This is brought to everyone. And so what? So big deal. Okay, people smoke. People do all these other harmful things to their body. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to hear the tekiyos, and you have to hear every little sound of the tekiyah. And if you're going to be coughing and coughing up phlegm during the tekiyahs, you're not going to hear the tekiyahs. And not only you're not going to hear the tekiyahs, you're going to cause a disruption. It's not interesting. You go to a shul during the winter time, and a shul of older people, and every other men, even the younger people, coughing. You know, it's disturbing. It gets disturbing. So that's what it says. It says that Rosh Hashanah says this. It causes kichoy v'niyoy, and a person is not going to be able to concentrate, listen to the kol shofar. Other achronim, I don't have all the names to use, too much to bring in all the names, say that they add with the other dimension. In fact, the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim says, it's mevatel listening to tefillah. Forget about the tekiyos. You have to listen very carefully to the chazaras hashatz. It's very, you can accomplish, some of the farmers said you can accomplish more during chazaras hashatz than you can accomplish in Yishtila Shemona Esrei.
There's a perska something or other about chazaras hashatz. I forgot what it was. That you paid, strict attention to the
words. You have to be mechavim to chazar sashatz, and if a person be busy coughing or bring up phlegm, he's not going to be able to listen carefully to the words of the shatz. So these are the major two reasons why we don't eat nuts during the Yom Nerum, because of kicha v'niyoy and because of begmatria chait. Now, as far as the time begmatria chait. But as I told you, besides the fact that many people are mafakfik, they don't like this gematria business. Number one, gematrias don't have weight. They can't not to do things, especially when you enjoy. If your person enjoys nuts, so to a gematria, you're not going to eat a nut. And furthermore, what's wrong with the number 17? 17 is bigmatria toif. Toif. So adarab, you should eat nuts. You want to have a good year, shana tova. So tov, at least it's tova negative, but tov, what's wrong? So the answer, the retort is amazing, is pumfaker. The fact that you have toiv, it's also the gematria toiv, is a giloy, that the chait is a real serious chait. In other words, zeh lu'uma zeh bara elokim. Eitz hadas toiv v'ra. Wherever you will have real ra, you will have real toiv. Wherever you'll have real toiv, you'll always have the nisoyon to balance of ra. If you only have ra, if you come to a situation where it's kula ra, it's very easy to avoid. It's very easy to get away from something which is pure evil. There's no nisayon. It's clear as day. Stay away. Something which is pure good, it's too easy. The challenge in life is always where you have the nisayon, is zeh lu'uma zeh bar elokim. the fact, the reason why you don't, you probably, if you're creative, you can go through the dictionary and dig up a lot of things which have bad gematrias, right? You can find, go to probably your whole Shabbos table, I guarantee, if you're creative enough, you'll somehow find the gematria. For every single food on the table, it's the gematria, some word, some bad word, or some bad concept. So why don't we stop eating? Why don't we fast on Rosh Hashanah? Because everything is the gematria, some. Tered says, yeah, you'll find the gematria, but you're not going to find in that thing a gematria for good also. It's very hard to find in one thing a gematria that's both very bad and very good. It's precisely because egois is bigamatria tov, and is also bigamatria chet, which is poison, the ultimate poison for Yom Merom, for Yom Hadin. That's why you don't eat, because you don't want to get into that struggle, into that battle of the balance of where you have the nisoyon of toivara. Like Hashem told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, toivara. The toiv is good, but in that toiv is also ra. To separate between toiv and ra is a very dangerous procedure. Precisely because there's toiv, we are terrified from the element of ra. If egois was only begematria chait and it was not begematria tov, gezum to hate, I'll eat the egoism. I'm not afraid of the ra. Ra is ra. Everyone knows you stay away from ra. There's no harm in ra. It's the danger, right? It's the danger. That's what they say on the internet. Why is this so dangerous? It's because there's so much good on the internet. You can do with the internet noyin over oyim, the Torah and parnasa. The internet, there's never been a kli like the internet in the history of the world where you could accomplish with the internet. For toif. Problem is, that's exactly why it's so dangerous. Because you have zelu mazeh, there's never been such a mitzias where you can do on the internet. The averis you can do on the internet is noyin over oyim you couldn't do in the history of the world. It's amazing. It's always...
The beauty is the tov and the ra.
Exactly.
And if you put on too many filters, you won't get all
too many filters.
The thing that you were saying about coughing and interferes with the tefillah, I remember now what it is. The Briska hold that the Tekiah Shofar in the Chazaras Hashatz is tied up with Malchus, Achranus, and Shofars.
Okay.
If you miss that, there's some fault in hearing the Tekiah. There's correlation.
It makes up. Say again?
That the keys are going on the
Malchus, Shofar, Zichronos.
You don't hear it good. It sort of
ruins it.
It ruins
the Malchus, Shofar, Zichronos. You have to mark, but to hear very carefully. Yeah.
The next part of the two, Zulu Mazoo, we talk about the internet. Just for curiosity, I took a look at Google this year about phlegm and nuts. Pulled up from 2006. The Bar Ilan University's Parshat HaShavua Study Center. And the Ganzer Shmuz is here. It's like, it's awesome.
About that, it does cause phlegm.
Egoism it brings down the sheep. It's frightening. I think the word is frightening. Everything is here. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim brings it down. 583.2. The Rambam says, Gematria,
egoism.
Different nuts, which you can eat, to tell you.
Okay, let's go through a few more ideas. We'll get to that in a second. How far it goes? We'll come down in a second. Okay, now let's go to another time. Now let's talk about walnuts. Anyone familiar with walnuts? There's a certain hakpada, bedafka, nuts. You talk about different types of nuts. In walnuts, how many compartments are there in walnuts? There are, I think, four compartments. Four compartments.
Two on each side.
Okay, so there's a connection between the number four. It's not just the fact that it's bigamatria. It's the bigamatria chait. This whole idea that it's the gematria chait is only after the fact that we learn that egoism are problematic. Nuts, you know, there are much more important reasons why a person should not egos. The kicha v'niyah, the phlegm, and there's another very big. There's a lot of discussion about specifically walnuts, which have four compartments. The number four is not a good number when it comes to chait. galus, there are dala malchios, and there are dala there are. I don't know, in the only Kabbalah, four represents four different levels of sin. Walnuts, it appears, besides walnuts, have four different shells. Before you get to the part that you eat, there's a very thin shell, then there's something else. I'm not familiar with all the mitzvahs, but it appeared many nuts have four shells. And the world of Kabbalah, the number four is not a very happy number. And therefore, we want to stay away. And because the average person is not going to appreciate the depth of this number four and these compartments, Chazal just summarized it. Stay away from nuts. It's the gematria chet. Okay, whatever that means. Yeah, something like that. But one other thing which caught my attention is that the walnuts have mechitzos. And on Yom Nerahim, you don't want there to be mechitzos between you and Shemayim and between you and Adam Lachaveroi. Achdus is an essential theme that we want to accomplish. It's one of the major psukim of Malchios on Rosh Hashanah, of Achdus, Aguda Achas. Walnut, there are mechitzos. You don't want to bring into yourself an item which by essence has separation. You don't want to separate yourself from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't want to separate yourself from another man. Okay, another idea, quick. Another idea why we do not eat nuts. It's brought down this, everyone quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Elginas ego ziyoradeti. I've descended into the garden of the nuts. So one of the popular midrashim that refers to nuts tells us that it's a very good idea to eat nuts the whole year around. Why? Always, you should always look at nuts and eat nuts, because the nuts have a certain characteristic. What is that characteristic? A nut tree, when it's planted, the roots must be exposed. It's a mitzvah. When it comes to a regular tree, you have to cover the roots in the earth, otherwise it's not going to grow. By a nut tree, it's just the opposite. If you cover the roots, the tree will die. The roots must be exposed. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, this is a mashal that a person has to reveal his sins. A person cannot live in denial. If a person lives a life of sin, he has to say vidui. Right? Every day by Mincha Sfardim, they say vidui. You have to always be megala your sins in order to awaken yourself that you need to improve. You need to improve upon your chatan. So just like an egoist, if you don't reveal the roots, the tree will die. A person, if he will not reveal his sins, he will suffer greatly. So therefore, the whole year round, eat nuts. To remind you, be megala your sins. But on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to be megala your sins. The Magen Avraham says there's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. It's only because we can say chatanu lefonecha by Navinu Malkeinu. But generally, you're not allowed to say vidui on Rosh Hashanah.
You don't hit yourself.
You don't do, there's no vidui. There's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah, nothing. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we bedafka, don't eat nuts. Because don't get a head start. I mean, if a person, Megal Avon is Rosh Hashanah, is a day to be optimistic. It's going to be a good year, Simon and Milsa, there's not going to be any sin. Vidui! That's Som Gedalia, that's Aser Simei Tshuva, that's Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, don't get a head start on Vidui. And therefore, don't eat nuts. Because if on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadin, you look at the nuts on the table, Oy Gval, nuts. Nuts reminds me I have to be Megala my sins, just like you have to be Megala the roots. Who knows all the sins I have done this year? I'm finished. There's no hope for me. I'm Megala, you'll start saying vidui. You're not allowed to say vidui. We don't want you to be reminded of this. Memela Bedafka, don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
So does it only apply to walnuts?
No, all nuts. Because nuts, the store all nuts is banned. Because all nuts, agamatria, chait, every nut is called an egois, and there are four shells. So, okay, there are different opinions, different types of nuts. I want to tell you one other quick thing.
The olden days, honey cakes had nuts.
Oh, so that's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah, that's brought down that if it's sweet, you sweeten it, and it's not the ikar, there's a certain type of dish. There's a dish that's seen in Rosh Hashanah that dafka, that does have nuts. Okay, now let me just tell you one other two other things. First of all, someone mentioned this question: when don't you eat nuts? So the difference in Hagim, some have the minig not to eat nuts until the end of Hashanah Rabbah. The whole Elul, even until Hashanah Rabbah, until Simchas Torah, don't eat nuts. Others say no, you can. It's only because of Kicha V'Liyah. You can eat only on Rosh Hashanah until the Zman of Din, and it was on the second day Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos. Already the Din is finished. Then already you can resume eating nuts. Olam kimin hagoy nohog. Okay, there's also the famous kotzkevart. What's the kotzkevart? Everyone knows this part. Don't eat nuts. Oh, don't eat. But why? Because egoiz is the gematria chait. So the kotzkevart is chait. Averos is also the gematria chait. So don't do averos on Rosh Hashanah. Do tshuva for your averos, because chil is also the gematria chait. So one other last vart is, this is a beautiful vart from the Sar Shalom Shul Bells, and what is the minhag is that on Pesach we distribute nuts to children. Right? So what's going on? Look at the two holidays. Look at the two holidays. We have a contradiction. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Ramadan, Rosh Hashanah, don't eat nuts. Because I go to them as big a matria, chait. When it comes to Pesach, what's it say in Shulchan Aruch? Nechalkin, egoizim, litinoikos. You distribute nuts to the children in order to keep them up. But what's going on? Pesach is a Yom HaKadosh. You wear the kittel. You say Lashana Haba. There are so many similarities between Yom Kippur and Pesach. Make many drushes. The similarities between the two. And all of a sudden, on Pesach, we're distributing nuts. Halod, what? Haroses is bitter. That's B'tumen Chait. Nuts. Let's focus on nuts. So the answer is, so the Sar Shom Shalbel is a beautiful answer. It says Pesach is the days of love, ahava. Many Mamorei Chazal, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu has incredible love for us, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. The Yavim Noira Yimei are days of Yira. Yavim Noira, what is Noira? Noira means to be afraid, or days of Yira, fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, person does tshuva for his averos. So if you do tshuva, me Yira. Averos nase kishkogos. Shuvah meyira only has the power to transform sins that were done b'mezid on purpose to into inadvertent sins, shkogos, done by accident. But if you do shuvah meahava, zedoynos nase kizuchuyos. So meyla, now we're holding by the yom derom. It's yimei of yira. We're doing shuvah meyira. So what's it going to do for us? All our averos, our chatoim, are going to be transformed into shkogas. We don't want that either. What do we need it for? We need averos. We don't want averos. Not zedoinos and not shkogas. But Pesach is a zman of ahava, of love. The averos are nasek zechuyos. So meila adaraba, the nuts that we did not eat on Rosh Hashanah. It's those nuts that we now give to the children on Pesach. Because what we held back and we went through the whole year of transforming from Yira, which was only Shkagos, now becomes Zechuyos by the time you come to Pesach. Now we take out those nuts and we distribute the nuts. It's now a Zechuyos for Klal Yisrael. Okay, let me just see if I forgot anything. I think I have this feeling I forgot something very important, which I don't remember. No, I think that's it. I think I got everything in. Let me just look very quickly. Okay. Alright, I think I got everything I wanted to say. Alright, that's it. Okay, that's it. That concludes the minute.